From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. Victims of clergy sexual abuse are calling for a wide-scale investigation of sex crime allegations against Catholic priests in Missouri and whether the church participated in a cover-up. A victim of clergy abuse, a woman whose son committed suicide after being abused as a teenager, and an attorney for victims spoke Wednesday outside the St. Louis office of Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. They called for a grand jury investigation similar to one in Pennsylvania that uncovered more than 1,000 cases of abuse. David Closey of St. Louis, a longtime victims' rights advocate who was abused as a child, says more than 170 priests in Missouri have been accused in recent decades. Hawley's office has said it doesn't have jurisdiction to launch an investigation, but the victims' advocates disagree. An Eastern Missouri doctor has pleaded guilty in federal court for prescribing fentanyl and other opioids to women whom he had personal relationships who had no medical need for the drugs. The doctor, 60-year-old Philip Dean of Warrington, pleaded guilty Wednesday to charges of illegally distributing opioid medication and making a false statement to the Medicare program. Sentencing is November 20th. One of the women lost her nursing license due to the prescription drug abuse and was involved in several accidents and traffic stops well under the influence of prescriptions before Dean began treating her. Still, federal prosecutors say he prescribed her with fentanyl spray for use by cancer patients even though she did not have cancer. The Coalition of Graduate Workers held their annual rally at Francis Quadrangle on MU's campus yesterday afternoon. The Columbia Missourian reports that, among other topics, the coalition focused on the recent closure of a university-supported childcare facility for student parents. Grad students were informed that Cub Hub, which was funded by MU Student Affairs, stopped offering daily childcare services last week. One coalition member at the rally said he utilizes services 3 to 4 times a week to catch up on grading and academic responsibilities. The Coalition of Graduate Workers advocates for the collective bargaining rights of grad students, with the goal of negotiating directly with university administration. Many graduate students are employed as teaching and research assistants. In June, an area circuit court judge ruled that the UM System Board of Curators must recognize graduate students who receive paychecks from the university as employees. A Missouri Police Department has released reports about how an officer fatally shot a confidential informant. The Springfield News Leader acquired the documents from the Aurora Marionville Police Department. Documents say 21-year-old Savannah Hill informed authorities that she was with 19-year-old parole violator Mason Ferris. Police set up a designated traffic stop May 5th with the intention of arresting Ferris. Documents say that after the officers stopped the car, which Hill was driving, a commotion broke out inside the vehicle. Officer David Chapman went to assist another officer when the vehicle began reversing. Chapman says he feared for his life and fired at Hill in an attempt to stop the vehicle. A Lawrence County prosecutor has cleared Chapman of wrongdoing. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.